Morning, Jen.
Good morning. Christy, are you okay doing notes?
Yeah, I'm just getting set up now.
Okay. I'll give it one more minute. Everybody's got to get their brains re-engaged. That's in the US. Okay. I think we're good now. All right. Liaison updates. I suspect these are not much. Anything from CC?
No, they didn't meet today.
Okay. Anything from PC?
No, they didn't meet last week.
All right. RMS met this morning. There's a little delay on the Ramson's next CSP, 2 to 4 weeks. Not exactly sure. But in good news, we should have dates, draft dates, just draft for Trillium at our next meeting, which is in 2 weeks. So that will be exciting for us. We can get back to the officially supported technologies, and see what we need to do there. Anything from security?
No.
Anything from Eureka?
Not particularly, no.
Okay. Community driven development, I assume also. No, but I don't have anything. It doesn't look like MacB does either. Okay. We don't have a Wednesday meeting scheduled yet, as far as I know, so maybe we'll see if that comes out of the other things we have on for today. There are a couple discussion topics today. TCR board. Sorry, I've got my Zoom thing in the way. Nope. Anything from the subgroups since last Monday? Probably not. I don't know. Anything from mod settings? Wayne's not here, and I'm not
Yeah,
sure if.
I don't have an update from that.
Okay. All right. Anything from licensing?
Yeah, I was trying to write this up in the minutes, but this meeting is going so fast. It got ahead of me. We talked a couple of weeks ago about the fact that there's just a few communication steps left here. One of those that had been briefly talked about during the meeting. Well, let me backtrack for a sec. We did approve a communication plan, which is a message that'll get posted once a flower release to various Slack channels, suggesting that they use the TC module evaluation tool once a flower release, right? So that we approved and we'll execute that plan. Aside from that, we also had discussed asking the release stakeholders management group to add a line to the release schedules, referencing the same thing. We did that last year when we added RFC consideration to the release schedules in order to get ahead of the problem where dev teams build something that involves an architectural change, and they don't consider doing an RFC about that until the actual module comes to us for evaluation, and then we run into a problem during the module evaluation. And so we added a line to the release schedule to get ahead of that, to suggest that at the start of development, at least one per flower release, they think if there's any need for an RFC or consult with the TC on that. So along the same lines, the subgroup was suggesting that we ask RMSG to add another line to the schedule, essentially suggesting once per flower release that they run the evaluation tool. And the goal is that that would alert them to anything ahead of submitting a new module for our review, and then we discover there's a license problem in that new module at that point, and it's much later to address that than it would have been if it was done earlier. So the suggestion here, and we wanted TC approval before we actually ask RMSG to do this, is to add a line to the release schedule. The text of it would be something along the lines of, verify third-party dependency licensing using the TC module evaluation tool. And it would link to the instructions on how to actually run that module evaluation tool in the instructions for the tool itself. I'll put a link to that in the chat here. So that's the instructions on the README for the tool to how to actually run the tool. I'm going to put the suggested text that I just said out loud into the chat as well. In terms of the date of like where this should go on the release schedules, I don't think we really care. For convenience, we would suggest to RMSG that it go near where the existing suggestion is that I talked about a minute ago, like the RFC consideration suggestion. That they just put this essentially in the same place. But if RMSG cared differently on that, I don't think we would particularly care where. So that's the proposal looking for TC approval on before I actually request to talk about this at RMSG. One caveat that we discussed among the subgroup is just the fact that right now this is just a suggested tool. It's not required. And we did that, as we've discussed previously, intentionally, because we're still waiting for some legal input on the scope of how widely it should apply and what scenarios. So we could get to this situation then where we're suggesting that it be run and some team runs it, therefore, on an existing module, and they find some problems there, and they're not sure if they have to address them right now. And what we're suggesting the response to that would be that we're not applying the new license policy to existing modules yet. We're still waiting for the legal input on that, but it's an FYI, because people should know if there are dependency issues at this point, they should be aware of that, while the legal consideration goes on. So long-winded way of saying this is what we want to take to RMSG. Does TC have any concerns about that? And if not, can we get lazy consensus to do that?
Sorry, I'm raising my imaginary hand. So I guess my question is just still more about what you were just saying about what happens when a result comes up. So for a new module, if a result comes up badly, it sounds like we're asking them to look at that early enough in the process that they might consider changing the dependency.
Yeah, if it's a new module, we address that in the FAQ that we attached to the module evaluation process about this. That basically is a What if there's a dependency that we're already using in other modules that I want to use in a new module, but the license evaluation has a problem with it? And we discuss in that FAQ what to do about that, which basically comes down to try to find an alternative. And if not, talk to the CC about it because we don't want to increase the scope of the problem while we're waiting for the official answers. So for new modules, it is a real consideration that we would want them to deal with. The subgroup talked about whether we want to edit the communication plan this first time around to try to make that distinction clearer. And the consensus was no. The consensus was it's a good thing for people to start looking at this anyway. So not to try to overcomplicate the messaging on it.
Okay, sorry for not remembering about the fact. Can I ask
No.
one more question about it? I'm sorry.
Yeah, of course.
Did you say we're sending them to the CC?
Well, yeah, I can pull that up. Give me a sec here. I mean, we're asking them to find alternatives, and if they don't find alternatives, we're giving them the option of talking to it with the CC. Here it is. I didn't miss in the chat. So this is in the context, well, okay, you can see it there. This is in the context of if we had found the problem in the context of a module evaluation, what we would do for a new module. And effectively it's yes, ask them to try to find an alternative. Shelley had suggested a couple of other workarounds here that would include just ask the developers to relicense their thing under Apache 2, which sounds far-fetched, but would actually work in one of the scenarios we have right now, where Index Data themselves wrote the quote unquote third-party dependency, and they would probably be willing to relicense it. So there are some other alternatives there as well. But ultimately it's CC that's trying to manage the risk here of like the what are the actual risks to the hosting providers and others versus the benefits that we get from the dependency that we already have across our code base. So that gives CC that role to balance those risks.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Sorry for being so long-winded with all this. I'm having to remember it myself as we talk through it because it's too complicated. But
Yeah,
that's where we
and
are.
I'm sorry too. That's probably why like different things hit you every time you hear it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely.
Okay, so can you repeat what we're looking for a lazy consensus for?
Yes. So the subgroup would like, we have already approved the communication plan that's posting various messages to Slack. What I'm looking for lazy consensus on, or a vote or whatever, is that we're going to ask the release management stakeholders group to add a line to their release schedules. I guess I would specifically not ask them to change the Trillium release schedule at this point, but to ask it to add it to the Umbrella Leaf release schedule, to add a one-liner that suggests the text that I put in the chat there about running the tool against their modules, and that links to the instructions on how to do that.
Thank you. Any concerns? Going once, going twice. Okay. Let me know if you want help dealing with release management stakeholders or if you're going to just talk to them yourself or whichever.
Yeah, it would definitely be helpful. I mean, you're usually at that meeting anyway, Jen, I think. So, it will definitely be helpful. That group, last time we went through this, that group had some useful sort of pushback on some of the details, and some of those details TC cared about, and some of them we won't care about. Like, for example, as I was just explaining, I don't think we actually care about the date, like where it shows up on the schedule. If they have changes to the exact wording, I think we'd be fine on that as well. We're just trying to raise awareness. But last time that resulted in some back and forth, so your help would be valuable. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Right. I think we have any RFCs, but we do have stuff later that people are asking for.
Can I just confirm for the notes that we are in consensus that we should move forward?
Yes,
Okay,
we're.
sorry. I was busy taking notes, so I missed that part. Thank you.
No problem. Okay, decision log, the support period. I think this is done. I probably should have taken that off. I assume we'll hear if there's anything else that we need to do, which probably won't come up until we get back to the OST. I left this on from last time, but I think we should just wait if we're going to get a real date in 2 weeks. Julian?
Well, we probably need a meeting with the release management stakeholders group and with the Spring Force people so that we can agree that we want to use the milestone releases. There was some pushback from the release management stakeholders group that we never use milestone releases, and this will make it it's that deviates from our decision to move to the latest Spring Boot version. So there is some discussion required, and maybe we have a time on Wednesday to have this discussion.
Do we need a discussion amongst ourselves before the one with release management? Or should I try to get release management to come on Wednesday? I guess that's my question.
Yeah, well, I think that this is about using milestone versions, and that can be done without any further things. So I think we are ready to discuss this.
Okay. All right. So it'll be a TC discussion about using milestone versions.
Well, not only the TC. The TC has already agreed on this. We have decided this in the last for several flower releases, but it was ignored by the release management group.
Okay. So Alexei is probably the main person we're talking about, and Mark maybe. I'm just trying, like, if
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out who to ask to be there when we have the conversation. That's what I'm trying to get at. Maccabee?
Crap. I would suggest we actually ask it in the RMSD channel, and that way it's the group as a whole. I'm not saying everybody has to be there, but that way we're addressing the request of the group as opposed to an individual.
Okay. Okay, I can do that. And what I can do is offer the next 2 Wednesdays just to be slightly flexible. And then we can see what they say. I mean, the other alternative is for some of us to go to their meeting. Okay. Maccabee?
Yeah, I mean, I can piggyback on that as what I just talked about in the previous agenda item was a request to them that I figured I'd have to discuss with them. So I was going to offer to show up to one to their next meeting, but if they're going to join us for a Wednesday, could we just do that at the same time?
Okay. I
Or
think.
if folks, if it's too big a discussion, I can keep them separate as well.
I'll ask them and see what they
Sure.
say. I think the thing that's holding up my brain is that I'm not sure we're really going to get all of them to show up for a Wednesday TC meeting. Definitely two or three of them often come here and it's fine. But yeah, that's all. I'm just thinking about the scheduling, not
Yeah, absolutely.
yet. Okay, so we will ask them that and we will see what happens. Okay. Is there anything else we need to talk about with this today, or just it's all set for that meeting with release management? And we'll just see how that goes. This came up in Slack. I didn't put I'm glad Jason is here because I think maybe this is mostly a question for Folio DevOps. Wanting to enable Docker 29 plus support on Jenkins.
Yeah, I just caught up on some of that stuff this morning, so I need to take this back to the team. We've got a meeting actually tomorrow morning, so I'll bring it up there, and see what's what. John Malconian usually handles all of the Jenkins upgrades and maintenance, out of Folio DevOps. I kind of keep the wheels greased when I need to, but we'll get something going on because yeah, this is going to be a problem.
That's going to be a problem to upgrade or a problem to not upgrade.
Well, both. Yeah,
Okay.
it's going to be a problem for Folio if we don't upgrade, and it's just going to be a problem to upgrade in general because Jenkins is very finicky about some of this.
Okay. I'll report back to him that you all are discussing it then.
Thanks.
Julian.
Yeah, for the front end, we already moved from Jenkins to GitHub Actions, and there's some, at least some intent to do the same for the back end. This might be some time, a time to reconsider this change so that we are not need some Ubuntu container that, get out of sync and get incompatible so that we can use simply GitHub Actions where we have maintained containers and maintained runners.
Yeah, it's been a slow migration, and I don't think we're going to get all 80, whatever it is, something back-end modules moved over to GitHub Actions. I know David Crossley has been working on some action stuff as well, especially with Go and whatnot. So, yeah, that will be part of the discussion, no doubt.
Okay, thank you for taking that back. Okay, so this, I did not get to listen to Monday's thing because I went on vacation. And Julian just put the issue for Jenkins to GitHub Actions in chat. You want to put that in the notes.
I can speak to this.
Okay, great.
So yes, we had the discussion last meeting about global configurations in mod settings. Two options were discussed. One was to add the permissions to the mod settings module descriptor instead of creating a whole new module just to house the permissions that is needed. And then the second option was to have an API on mod settings that would serve the locale. The locale information that is needed by the different modules. We expressed that adding the API is probably correct, but is more work, while adding the permissions to mod settings would be easier and get things over the line. We then launched into a discussion about who will do the work. So if we did the API route, creating an API on mod settings, who will do the work? And I had an action item to go find who will do the work. I talked to there is a mod configuration migration meeting that happens bi-weekly, I hear. With a few folks cross institution that is monitoring the change. So I was told to basically make the proposals, and they will decide who will, make the changes. I see that Julian has a PR out for the API on mod settings and asking for review. So if that work there is good enough, and all that is left for the team to do is to integrate with that API. So overall, I will be presenting the API on mod setting solution to the mod configuration group, and also mention just adding the permissions to the module descriptor of mod settings. Personally, if the API is good enough, I think the teams will probably just integrate with that, but I think the floor is still open if there is a preference for one or the other regarding this. Thank you.
Thanks. So then is the your next step is to present it to who again?
There's a bi-weekly meeting of some po folks that have a conversation there. Mikita, Alexi, folks from GBV, and one other place are all in there. Also the leads for some of the teams too are there, and that they would decide, who would do what. So since Julian already has a API, and if that gets approved, they could just integrate with that and not have to worry about who would create the API in the first place.
So is there anything that we need to do, or should we just wait until you present to them, or do people still want to talk about this more amongst ourselves?
I think if there's a strong preference to not use the API and add the permissions to mod settings, please speak up. Otherwise, I will make the proposal, and that'll be the end of this discussion for now.
Does
All right
anybody?
then. Thank you, Julian, for getting that PR out.
Great. Thank you. And thank you for going and talking to that group. Didn't realize that was the end, but apparently that's the end. I just want to scroll back up here. So I'm going to offer both of these. Oh, this should say December 10th, but discussion meetings to the RMS group to see when they want to come and talk with us. And other than that, is there anything that people are waiting to get a discussion meeting for? Okay. We do have that counting question that came from CC that I'm supposed to be working on, so I might ask for a Wednesday for that. I'm a little hesitant to do a not su super urgent meeting at this time of the year, but that is out there as a thing to talk about, and it could also maybe just fit in on a Monday at some point. Alameda?
Can you provide some background to the requests? I'm not too aware.
Yes. So this it was kind of related. It's kind of related to the community directed development, in trying to understand what kind of resources are needed to support modules. and understand what kind of resources are being used right now. So it, if the community was going to take on supporting some given module because they decided the community would support it, it's about coming up with an estimate of what that would look like based on current support effort.
And the TC is supposed to generate the dashboard.
Yes. Well, I mean, we're supposed to think about whether it's possible to generate the dashboard and maybe what we think would go into it. Because there's a lot of work that goes on that's not, that's sort of like within some companies. We kind of have to figure out what data we need and what's available to us in order to report out. So it's not that we're going to come up with a perfect dashboard. It's more that we're going to come up with a methodology of what data we would need to come up with the estimates. Charlotte?
I'm a part of that working group, and the working group is convened by Jeremy Hoff on the PCs, in the lines of the PCs overview. So creating a Jira dashboard, that's not on the TC's agenda. The PC has ask the working group to define a so-called DIP process for decision on work to take on. So, yeah, it will probably be useful if the TC, if there's a TC working group, to come and have a conversation, so we are making sure we are not doing doubled work, and making sure that. Yeah, the TC knows, the TC working group knows what the PC working group is working on, etc., etc. I can share with you the charter if you are interested, and I can dig it up and put it into the chat.
Yeah, that sounds good. They're definitely a little bit parallel. To some extent, I think the TC is looking for general information about development resources that could be used as input for the DIP process and could also be used as the CC tries to plan for, what support looks like going into the future. But yeah, having the PC information would be really good. Christy?
I just have a logistical question. In terms of note taking, I'm trying to understand the relationship of this to the items that are already on the dedicated discussion topics, and it seems like that might be related to a number of different bullet points. Do we need another discussion topic that is just focused on this, or is it already well represented here?
I believe that it's essentially this one here, working
Gotcha.
costs of,
Thank you.
yeah, I think that's where it came from. And maybe also this estimating support costs, those are kind of the same, worded
Well,
differently.
then I just won't answer. I won't add anything new. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't missing something in
Okay.
the notes.
And before I put on a Wednesday, I'll make sure that we have a good, I won't do it unless we have a good scope. I'll look at the PC stuff first and have a good definition before I do that. Okay, anything else? Okay, we can have a half an hour back, we'll let you know which Wednesday the RMS group picks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks,
All right,
guys.
bye.
Thank you.